Hi, I'm John Burkett. It's my pleasure to introduce my friend, Joan Wagner.
What do I believe in? Well, this question is a very difficult one to answer, and it's also a very broad question. After all, a person can believe in so many things. But here are my beliefs as they stand right now. They might change over the course of the years, and I'm sure that I will expand on them. Do I believe in a God or a higher power? As of this point in time, I would say that there is not one all-powerful God as is described in the Bible and in other religions' holy books. Instead, I would say that there is a force inside every human being which has the potential to drive them to work together for a greater good of all people. This does not mean that all people have to believe in the same things or live the same ways to work for this common good, and a belief in a higher power is not necessary for a person to be a good person. What is this greater good? Well, I'm referring to people living and working together to achieve goals that would benefit all of mankind. However, I don't mean the salvation of the world when I say this, because I find it hard to believe that every single person and every single thing in the world is in need of saving. Certain people are in need of salvation sometimes because they choose things that hurt themselves and others. But the events that are taking place in the world are totally random. However, each person is given many choices throughout the course of their life, and also each person is totally responsible for his or her own choice. Of course, many times we are influenced by the events that are taking place around us that in reality have nothing to do with us. However, each person is responsible for their own choices. When we choose, sometimes we choose things that benefit all people, and sometimes we don't. But I wouldn't say that it's good versus evil, because I don't believe there is a definitive good versus evil. I also believe in an afterlife, but not the heaven and hell that's described in the Bible. However, I'm going to call them that just because of a lack of a word. I would define heaven as a place of eternal happiness. This does not mean a place of eternal happiness with a supreme being. I define hell as a place of separation from the love of fellow people. In order for a person's soul to go to heaven when they die, I would say that they must lead a life during which they work together with other people to help them reach their goals and to reach their own goals. But no one's perfect, and although it would be nice, no one, especially me, lives a life in which they can contribute entirely with good actions to the goals and the goals of others. However, we should still try. This is what I believe. Thank you for listening.